coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to Hagman. It's the Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, October 9, 2024. No matter how much I prepare, when that red light goes on, sometimes I'm just not ready. But anyway, I want to welcome everyone to today's show, Wednesday, October 9, 2024. We're about, how many days out from the election? 28 days, roughly. I don't know, 20 some days. And the left, the communists, are doing everything in their power to make sure that we are not going to have a country, not going to have an election, not going to have a country. On my anti or non-election bingo card, I didn't have weather manipulation selected. I got to tell you, but others did, and we'll be talking about that as Randy Taylor joins me as well. RT@HagmanPI.com is his email address. HagmanPI is our home base. We are on Rumble and Brighteon. I would ask that everyone subscribe to our accounts on Rumble and Brighteon. We're making some changes mid-month. We might have to push it off until about the 22nd, maybe in that week, our live launch, because of, Eric the Tech is working on the mega event conference. If you haven't signed up for it yet, please do. If you haven't registered for it, please do. That's a mega event conference. The mega event. Did I say that right, Eric the Tech? The mega event. It's going to be a conference. We're launching it on, I don't know.
Folks. Steve Quayle's Gen 6 Glyph Translation Mega Event.
There we go. What he said. Thank you, Eric the Tech. All right. It's one of those days when you look at the news headlines and your head just wants to explode. Let's see. I got to make sure I time the timer is right. Okay, so what was that number? 25 or 20? 25. All right. Thanks, Eric the Tech. Thanks. All right. A little behind the scenes stuff here. Got to make sure we're on the same page with things. You know, you wonder why, for example, the left, communist left. I'm going to throw this out there. This is not my thought, my original thought, but this is a thought I had. Why the war against strong, straight, non-beta, non-cuckold? That's right, I said it. Males. Why that war? Why the push toward, the transitioned and the beta male? That's where to be, the metrosexual. Remember that term, metrosexual? Why? Well, look at what's happening in Western North Carolina, in Tennessee, and other areas affected by Hurricane Helene. You know, what we're witnessing in the mountains of North Carolina, it does say a lot about who we are as a people, doesn't it? And what are we seeing there? We're seeing patriots coming together and rescuing each other, rescuing one another. They are helping themselves, much to the distress of FEMA. FEMA and the federal government wants you to rely upon them for everything. You know, I've seen so much bullcrap on the news, especially on the left, MSNBC. Who in the hell watches that? I do at times because I have to, and it's painful. But who watches that? You know, Bob Woodward comes out. Folks, if you knew one paragraph about Bob Woodward, you'd know who he is completely. But he comes out with a book, and and trashing Donald Trump, among other things. But understand, this is an information war, which, again, is why we are doing, making some changes, going live, like I said. Our changes will be made the week of the 21st, whatever that is, 22nd of October. We're going to be going live. It's going to be in the evening. But we're doing that for a couple of reasons. I've got to tell you, we have to make do a few things to grow the audience, but also to insulate ourselves from easy censorship and easier, you know, just being taken off the air. And we're fighting every day. Folks, you got no idea. We're fighting in terms of revenue. We're fighting in terms of sponsorship retention. We're fighting just every single day to stay on the air. And I'm not, but that's not even a thumbnail of the battle others are going through. Think about what Mike Lindell has gone through about his canceling his business. We talked about censorship yesterday. That's the ultimate censorship, canceling. InfoWars, Alex Jones, they're attempting to erase him off the planet. Okay, and you know, as much as Alex says, it's even worse than he tells you. The court system, whether it's in the civil venue or the criminal venue, has been hijacked by the left. And they're accusing Donald Trump of wanting to do the same thing they're doing. Of course they are doing that. I mean, of course they have to accuse others what they're doing. That's their that's the rules for radicals. That's the Alinsky policy. But thank God we have great people in this country who are down in the Carolinas, down in Tennessee, Georgia, Florida, helping one another. FEMA, all they're doing is getting in the way. And you know what bothers me the most, too, is when people are fact-checking, for example, well, FEMA is not diverting money to the illegal invaders, which they're allowing in. No, they are. They have. But yet, you can't say that because, oh, that's not right. And that holier-than-thou lesbian press secretary from, gosh, I don't know which country, Karine Jean-Pierre, gets up there with her binder, tosses out a word salad at Peter Ducey. What a bunch of crap. I was going through, in another train of thought, I was going through my library, of course, and from 2012, I pulled this book out, Weather Wars. I think it is still available at gen6.com. This has got a lot of information in it. This is Steve Quayle, Weather Wars. I can't really hold that up. Okay, Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters, written by Steve Quayle. This is back in 2012. And, of course, Alex Jones, again, one of the pioneers in information. You've got to give him just a boatload of credit. I've got something here. We've got something here, Arte and I, to show you about his, I think it was in 09, 10, 11, 12, in that time period, his findings about the weather warfare. But this goes back into World War II. But in earnest during the Vietnam War, when weather was used as a tactic of warfare in Laos, Cambodia, as well as Vietnam. A lot of stuff there. But the other part of this, as we're talking about the censorship, there's a more nefarious aspect of things too. If Harris wins by whatever means, and you know, there is no wind behind that campaign. There's no wind behind that. If Harris wins, however, and you have a Harris-Waltz regime, where are you going to run to? You're not going to run. You're going to have to stay and fight because they will attempt to erase you if you have a thought that goes against their ideology, their communist ideology, their world enslavement forum ideology. And the media is helping them with this. You might have seen the 60 Minutes interview with Kamala. She gave this ridiculous answer about Israel. But you wouldn't know that. You would not know that at all unless you tune into the alternative news, Real America's Voice, Human Events with Jack Posobiec, One American News. You wouldn't hear about this unless you tune in there. We're going to lead off with that, but before I do, I want to bring Randy Taylor on. Oh, before I do, two things, folks. Three things, actually. Three things. Before the release of my third book, I would urge everyone to go to Amazon.com and get their copy of In the Dark of Night. That's my that book was written. That's my last book. Get that. Or if you are feeling really, really good and want to read both of the books out, Stained by Blood as well as In the Dark of Night. I think if you bring one up, the other probably will show in the related section. But I'm telling you, book number three is really going to knock your socks off. I'm just saying that. The second thing, again, please subscribe to Rumble and Brighteon, because you're going to want to, so you can, with Rumble especially, because you're going to be able to interact with us on the live shows. Please subscribe to that. Third thing, make sure you also register for the mega event, Gen 6 mega event. Make sure you do that. That's going to be very important. And also, it is applicable to the my especially my second book, In the Dark of Night. It's applicable to that, which took place back in the 1980s, 87, 88 time frame. I'm telling you, it's unbelievable how things kind of mesh together. And then I also want to direct you to this. A lot of people out there really should have available to them medications. Now, we have an affiliate relationship with the wellness company, TWC.health/Hagman. I would, as soon as you can, make sure you get stocked up on your medications, and they have other products there as well. And then one more thing, the satellite phone store. You know, there are people right now benefiting from satellite phones in the hurricane-impacted areas. We actually use satellite phones in our investigation and still use them so we don't have to rely upon cell phones. So there are many uses for those, as well as if you go to, hang on a second. Where'd I put it? Dark bags. I don't know where I put it. It's all right. Definitely get, you know, yourself some Faraday bags. And they have anti-ballistic, also have anti-ballistic book bags, as well as the book bag itself is a Faraday bag. I mean, it's just tremendous. A lot of options there. So definitely check that out as well. Now we'll bring RT on. Randy Taylor, RT@HagmanPI.com. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine, buddy. How are you?
When
do you have time to write a book?
Oh, yeah.
This guy doesn't sleep.
Yeah, well.
I kid you not.
Yeah, I know. It should have been out like a year and a half ago, and things happened. And
yeah, a lot has happened in the last year and a half.
Yeah.
You are forgiven.
Yeah, I'm telling you. But I've been getting a lot of requests for that because it's generally, I mean, it's kind of, it's written.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. Yeah. In the Dark of Night. Go on Amazon. Pick it up.
There you go. Thanks for that.
Christmas is coming. All right. This will make a great Christmas gift. Okay?
I'm telling you.
It's
what's happening today, too. I mean, you know.
The man has a talent. Okay? And by all means, you'll benefit from it. All right? But it'll make a great Christmas gift. Absolutely fantastic Christmas gift.
I can assure you that that's done and ready to go for Christmas. And I probably should. We're going to be re-releasing the first book whenever to match the format of the second book. But for in the meantime, the first book as well, Stand by Blood. Okay. Thanks, brother, for that. I appreciate it. But
you know, right on, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate that. So, did you, Randy, did you see this, the 60-minute interview, how they edited Kamala's, did you see how they edited her response to the Israel question?
Yeah, the camel girl, yes. I did see that.
Oh, my goodness.
She, you know what, Kamala Harris is nothing but a series of contradictions, sir, and this will just prove it.
Well, and this also, to me, proves that the mainstream media is nothing. I mean, if you're watching the corporate media and relying upon them for information, then you are so far behind the eight ball. I don't know what to tell you. I mean,
mm-hmm. You're accepting being programmed.
Exactly.
You're saying it's okay. You're saying it's cool. Program me. And yep. The longer you sit there, I mean, I'll go as far as in a doctor's office to ask them to change the channel.
Yeah.
I do, because I find it annoying. I find it annoying that someone thinks that they can take advantage of me like that. Yeah. And you go to MSNBC, CNN, they're all regurgitating the same vomit. Every hour, yeah. On the hour.
And every my doctor's office has an internal TV that just it promotes... health.
Oh, yeah.
That's all that they've got. So,
I'm surprised CNN isn't on there.
Oh my gosh, no!
God, they're everywhere.
But I'm. If you haven't seen this, and folks, the links, all of the links will be at HagmanPI.com. Click on the program title for today, and you can bring up these links and share them with your friends. This is not our content, but this is content that we have identified as being important. And of course, if you've seen this, great. You can watch it again.
It is relevant. And that's one cool thing with this show is we try and do this so you don't have to comb through the layers and layers and layers. And the one thing we do that everybody else, that even the people that post it, they don't have enough room to give you the description. That's what we're here for.
Exactly.
If there's a video plays, we'll tell you what's on the video. We not only tell you what's on it, we show you the video.
And a couple of lessons to be learned by this. Number one, the empty pant suit that camelback communist Kamala is. And I pronounce her name specifically, specifically. But anyway, this should tell you what an empty suit she is, as well as what the media is doing to you and your information. If we can play cut one, this is 60 minutes. Answer her real answer, and then how they edited for the public consumption. Here it is, cut one.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
Well, Bill, the work that we have done has resulted in a number of movements in that region by Israel that were very much prompted by or a result of many things, including our advocacy for what needs to happen in the region.
But it seems that Prime Minister Netanyahu is not listening.
We are not going to stop pursuing what is necessary for the United States to be clear about where we stand on the need for this war to end.
But it seems that...
So the top was her actual answer. The bottom was the edited answer. Now, it's my understanding CBS did this. RT, did they or did... no, I think 60 Minutes did this.
Well, I would say 60... Yeah, 60 Minutes did it. What they did is when they go back and do the edit, they probably got a little pressure from Harris. or whoever her contingent is there. It's there. They're supposed to. There's always a media expert somewhere close by. Well, they call a media expert to say, no, 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 we don't want that on there. No, no, no. Let's rephrase that. And don't say rephrase to a woman like Kamala Harris, because the word salad will put you to sleep. It gives me a headache. It makes my head hurt. Now, you want to wrap your head in duct tape. It's like, man, I know my head's going to explode here any second. And I try and picture this woman in charge, and I can't do it. We're not going to allow it. It's not. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we are fighting for our lives here.
Amen to that.
And for our sanity. And for our personal tolerances. Because I have a stupid people rule. And she breaks it as soon as she shows up. I do. I don't listen to stupid people. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. You know? I don't give them the airtime. And that one, that means I would never see the President of the United States. Oh, God. That's just thinking about that. Could you imagine going into war with this dingling in charge? You know what I'm saying? I mean,
does she have a dingling?
Yeah,
remember the song, My Dingling?
Well,
all right. Sorry about that.
She wouldn't even be able to issue orders. The Joint Chiefs would want to shoot themselves in the head. You know? I couldn't work in the same building as that chick.
No, my other thought, too, when you look at this, the polls are crap. Are they not? I mean, maybe Rasmussen is probably as close to a legitimate poll there might be, maybe. Beyond that, I think they're all crap. I do think that President Trump has the momentum behind him. As you said yesterday, Kamala Harris got no votes. She was not elected into this position to run
Miss Democracy wasn't put in by democratic process.
No.
So this guy, when she talks about democracy, I'm sorry, she knows nothing about democracy.
And this was a coup.
Absolutely. And you can tell Biden's getting a little pissy, too.
Yeah. Well, he had a press conference at the same time as The View, when she was on The View. Which, you got one bad show, you get another.
Exactly. That's two channels down.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
Oh, man. It's crazy. What we're witnessing is insane. And you can now listen, that's just us. What about our enemies? Oh, my Lord. You know that they're just waiting for the right moment.
Well, okay, this is cut five, since you mentioned that. The headline, original headline, is Our Enemies Are Laughing at Us. Okay, so now you think about where we've come in the last 4 years, okay, where you've got, the person responsible for oversight of the nuclear waste, essentially, is a man dressed up as a girl stealing luggage out of airports. You had a couple of senior staffers or staffers, two male staffers having sex on the Senate floor. Or not on the floor, but on the desk. Cocaine in the White House, and so on. But check this cut five up. It's just over two minutes. And ask yourselves, folks, how does this make you feel? Does it make you feel stronger? Because we're talking about what's really important to this regime. Watch this. 2 minutes and a few seconds. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Admiral Rachel Levine, and we're here talking about Food is Medicine. I'm so excited to speak with Leah Pryor, executive chef and founder of the Culinary Medicine Program at the University of Vermont Medical Center. Tell us what people should know about your model and maybe how other medical centers could replicate your model to help people.
So when I think about how we can move the needle, I really like to think, how do we get that into the hands of the practitioner? So right now, what we are really focusing on is we're focusing on building curriculum for our School of Medicine, mm-hmm. for our School of Nursing, as well as dietetics, health coaching, and basically any type of clinician or practitioner who can use this tool.
You gotta cut this
short. So when I think about...
My stomach's got a tolerance level.
Yeah, so I have a gift for Madonna. Okay. When she said, I've thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. Well, here you go. You know, there you go. That's my gift to Madonna right here.
Wow.
Just connect that.
I didn't know you had that, buddy.
Cool. A lot of things we have. You don't know.
Right on. Cool.
All right. So, anyway. But
I haven't seen one of it in a long time. That's cool.
Stick a battery in that puppy and
away we go.
Attach the wires and all you need.
Yeah,
but
they look at Levine. Our enemies do. Can you imagine, like in North Korea, they got to be dying laughing.
Oh yeah.
You know what a mockery. That individual is an insult to every man and woman that serves in uniform.
You're going to see a clip. In fact, why don't we do this right now? You're going to see a FEMA disaster preparedness meeting, okay? If you think that's bad, and you might say, oh, well, that's just, you know, okay, that has nothing to do with anything. Yeah. Oh, it's the pervasive ideology that has infected our society, culture rot, the perversion. And people, you know, wonder, well, why is the left so enamored by infanticide? Mm-hmm. Okay, how about or queers and, you know, sexual proclivities and perversion? It's their god, small g god to them. But watch this. This is FEMA disaster preparedness meeting. Now, this is not specific to Hurricane Helene or Milton. This is.
Disasters in general.
Exactly. Okay, this is cut 9, and it's a minute 37 seconds, but listen to what is said here, and really, really listen, because, oh boy, I mean...
This is who's on the way to help.
Man. Here is cut 9.
Sparked a few things, in my mind, thinking about preparedness and how you said, you know, LGBTQIA people and people who have been disadvantaged already are struggling. They already have their own things to deal with. So you add a disaster on top of that. It's just compounding on itself. And I think that is maybe the why of why we're having these discussions is because it isn't being talked about. It isn't being socialized. We're not paying attention to this community. Thank you so much. Maggie.
Thank you. Yeah, there are a couple of things that are intersecting in my mind here. One of them is the culture of emergency management as an organization, as an industry in the United States specifically, not abroad. This has, and my cat sometimes does this, she gets really loud suddenly, so you'll have to just allow for the little meowing in the background. The shift that we're seeing right now is a shift in emergency management from utilitarian principles where everything is designed for the greatest good for the greatest amount of people to disaster equity. But we have to do more. Right. And so this topic is intersecting, I think, with a number of other topics where we have to look at policies and understand to what extent they have disadvantaged communities that had less assets, communities that had pre-existing vulnerabilities in accessing disaster related recovery supports.
I heard that right. Disaster equity.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the poor guy that has to do the hand signs?
Yeah,
because this is a bunch of crap.
How do they do the LGBTQ thing? Do they do this? Or
that poor guy sitting there going, I wasn't briefed. He didn't get a cheat sheet or anything. Can you imagine that poor guy sitting there going, I don't even know what to do here? This is this is why people die. This is why. This is part of the problem.
I got
with FEMA. It's the entire problem. Yeah. They're off in the wrong direction. They don't even know what the mission is. This is ridiculous. How is an LG alphabet person laying there bleeding on their floor or outside on the ground bleeding any different than me laying on the ground bleeding?
There is no difference.
None. We're all the same.
I've seen murder victims. They bleed the same. No.
I notice when they dig the hole and drop you in it, they're all pretty much the same size.
Yeah. Well, for the most part.
A few exceptions. Yeah. I wonder why they're dropping a grand piano case on the ground. Oh, man. Yeah. This Levine, though, our enemies see this.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what...
Oh, man.
I mean, would you take government like that seriously?
No. No. It's an insult to everybody in uniform, Doug. It really is.
Exactly.
And anybody that's ever worn a uniform, that is an insult. That is ridiculous. How can that man make any decisions when he doesn't even know what he is? Think about that. And you're going to make decisions for hundreds of thousands of troops?
Does he talk or duct tape? I that's what I want to know.
He just wears his underwear backwards to start with. I don't know. He's just the man. That's a disgusting individual. And that was one of Biden's first appointments. He was really quick to get that one in there.
It comes from Pennsylvania. You know, I wasn't going to mention
that, my friend. I was trying to leave that completely out of it, Oh, man.
Okay.
Unreal. It's like the little mouthpiece there that was getting into it with Ducey. You know, we make sure everybody knows she's a lesbian, you know, and I don't know, are we supposed to cut her some slack because of that? I don't understand.
I'd love to take equality, her binder away. I'd love to take that binder away.
If you're asking for equality, why do you insist on being treated differently?
Great point.
You're asking for equality, and in the same sentence, you're requesting to be treated differently.
And then demanding, and setting policies. So though the so-called the alphabet people, as you call them, it get priority treatment over the rest. I mean, that's not right. We all bleed the same. You know,
we went through this with race years ago. I'm sure you remember it when the city would come in. I know I was a restaurant operator, and they would come in and say, "How many black people do you have working here?" And I'd say, "So and so," and I'd go, "Well, according to this, and according to the population, you need to have 3.6 black people working here." And I was like, I can't believe it just came out of your mouth. 3.6.
Really? What's the 0.6 going to do in the restaurant?
And I told him, in this particular area, at that particular time, I told her, I hire them. They don't show up for work. What do you want me to do? Just keep hiring? It was just that particular area. It was ridiculous.
You know...
I'd hire him, Doug. I was trying to do the right thing. And I swear to God, they wouldn't show up for work. Well, anyway, that was 40 years ago. Okay?
Yeah.
We've made a huge, up until Barack Hussein Obama showed his face, man, we were doing good on this racial. They came up with this equity crap. I call it equality. All men being created equal under God. And I thought we were doing really good. We got past where even I was, you know, because white people, I've been turned away from jobs because I was white in the past. Flat out told, no, we can't accept your resume, sir.
You're the wrong color.
As I said, and they'll actually put it in the ad. Yeah. That's the world, yeah. And then here comes Barack Hussein Obama.
So forgive. Well, no, there's no forgiveness necessary. No. My words before, you know, no Negroes allowed, right? I've seen those signs.
They had them in Indiana, Doug. I know for sure. 40 years ago, they were still in Indiana, and some other really rude signs.
Yeah.
I really took issue with, like, don't let the sun set on your... and they were still there, man. Well, that's not something from the 1800s.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was ashamed as a white person that that sign was there.
Very offensive.
It was very offensive.
Now it's no straight white males allowed.
Thank you.
You know,
it's bad to be white. Says who? How about it's cool to be who you are? Yeah. Thank you. That's the good word for what's going on. Retribution. And the point is, I don't owe anybody jack. Nothing. And if you're going to go about something that happened 200 years ago or 150 years ago or whenever, I wasn't there. I don't hold it against you. You don't hold it against me. Neither one of us were there.
There you go. And it's so pervasive right now in our society.
It just pisses me off. I've been an employer and all. You know, I've had some fine black gentlemen work for me.
Yeah.
Guys that eventually were like friends.
Of course.
When I owned a company, man, I had some cool guys working for me. You know? And I had black guys working for me, white guys. I had Spanish people working for me. I had Filipino. I had quite the mix. We were a team. We were a family.
If they can do the job, that's great.
You got it. And they were good at their jobs, man. Yeah. And that's all I cared about. Are you good at your job? Do you show up for work? And are you honest? That's it. I got everything I need to work with.
And what gets me is the talk on the left. When Donald Trump said during his rallies and such, you know, there's some bad genes out there. The left is running with that during this election season, meaning to say that he was talking about murderers. Okay, man, specifically more than one. You know, somebody murders more than one, and he mentioned, well, you know, genetic defects, genetic predisposition, or I mean, what's in their genes? Bad genes coming over here, and the left.
And what society? Yeah, what society are they coming from?
Right. I mean, there's the environmental aspect of things, obviously, how you're raised. But then again, you know, it's just why? And I'm going to be blunt here. When you see the what do they call those mass spontaneous looting sprees? What do they call those?
Oh, yeah, I can't think of it, but I know what you're talking about, where they just rush into a store and just take everything. Yeah.
Right. I mean, do you see a pattern there with those with those videos? Are we missing videos where...
No, and you can say it, Doug. It's a lot of black youth.
Why?
There's some white youth sprinkled in there, but it's predominantly black youth. And I feel like we've gone back like 30 or 40 years back into thug land.
But because what's the honestly, motive behind that?
It's to break down the white race.
But I don't think they're thinking that when they're looting the place. I think they think they're
No, they
this.
Think they're entitled. Well, yeah. They're entitled. They feel they're entitled. And like Whitey owes them something. And society owes them something. And you know, we had gotten past this, Doug. We had gotten past this. Things were looking very good as far as racial equality in the United States. And I kid you not, until Barack Hussein Obama showed up. And him and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and all these pieces of garbage that would have turned on the police. As soon as they turned on the police, as soon as you said the police were the bad guys, you empowered the thugs. As soon as they said it, they empowered the thugs. And just like with that George Floyd that overdosed and died, okay, justice has been manipulated. But there's that guy, Derek Chauvin or whatever, in prison. He didn't kill anybody.
Derek Chauvin.
That cop, yeah. Chauvin, I'm sorry. That cop didn't kill anybody.
No.
And I hope, and I really would like to see Donald Trump do something about that when he gets in office. We've got to turn this around. We've got to spin this around. We were talking yesterday.
Yes.
Donald Trump's not going to be able to do everything that needs to be done without help.
That's very true.
And I'm curious as to what the call is going to be to the people.
Well,
I mean it because I'll be honest with you. Aren't you tired of Black Lives Matter and this
Antifa?
Antifa?
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of them? Who says they can march down the street? We've been law-abiding citizens. We don't respond. You could have, I kid you not, if you took an equal number that they had, or even less, if you had two-thirds of the men that they had, veterans, that aren't going to take any crap, we could clean up any riot.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be cleaned up quickly. And I think the cops would just like kind of step aside and let us take care of business. And I hate to say it, but it may come to that.
I think
because this mass deportation, there's going to be some trouble, brother. There's not enough cops, law enforcement, military to enforce what needs to be done, and it's going to fall. I guarantee. You know what? There's going to be. I think they're going to ask for volunteers. They're almost going to have to.
I'm not sure we're going to make it.
I don't know
it to
how you
point.
Do that. I know. So there's, and here's the thing. The left knows that that's going to happen. And that's why they're trying to cut us off at the pass. They're doing everything to derail. They are going to make another attempt on Donald Trump's life.
Absolutely.
Be advised.
Absolutely.
Be advised. Don't think that this is over. People are acting like, oh, it's over. No, let me tell you what. One thing I learned about assassins, they get better with time.
The attempts do. Yes. Yeah. And yes, I had some figures. I don't have them now, but I think over a 100-year period, there were 259 assassination attempts of world leaders. I think 59.
And I sent you a document last night or this morning about a whistleblower in the United States Secret Service that says that Donald Trump doesn't have the protection that he's supposed to have. And that they're stonewalling in the upper level so they don't have to submit that to inspectors.
Of course.
They're being audited, but it's in writing. There was I sent the document to you.
Yeah.
But the point is, he's being set up from the very top. That's a brave man that gets out there and get on the stage. I'll tell you what. I'm stupid that way too, though. But you know what? That man goes out there every time willing to take a bullet for us. And damn it, the least we can do is get him in office. And I, you know what? I see a bunch of federal jobs opening up, personally.
I do hope that's the case.
I really think that there'll be a huge hiring surge, and the orders are going to be get this crap out of the country.
And
they're crap, Doug. They are crap. What they've allowed to come over that border, those people are garbage.
I'm telling you, and that, of course, the murderous thugs is what Trump was referencing as
yeah, remember
his bad
they,
genes.
Hold that thought.
Okay. Right. Do have to take this quick break, folks. I want to introduce you to SculptNation.com/Hagman. That's SculptNation.com/Hagman. The link will be in the program description box below. But we've got to be real right now because there's a food you're probably eating now that's killing your testosterone, guys, draining your energy and wrecking your focus and sex drive. Right now, we can't afford to have our testosterone lowered. We need to have all the testosterone there is available to us, obviously, in our bodies. And the crazy part about this is the food that we're eating is advertised as healthy. Tons of guys are eating it every day because they think it'll help them burn fat and build muscle, but there's a shocking truth. It's doing the exact opposite. I'm talking about your testosterone here. Folks, even if you only eat this food once in a while, it's enough to devastate your testosterone, leaving you feel weaker, more unmotivated, and struggling in the gym, at work, even in the bedroom. Trust me, it's not It's not just your age or genetics holding you back. It's this one unexpected food. You got to watch this video too. I'm telling you, it'll open your eyes, especially today with the videos you've already seen. In today's episode, you know, you've got to think about this. Here's the thing, though. This one food is so common that most guys don't even realize how much damage it's causing. But there's a simple way to avoid it. And our friends at V-Shred have created a very powerful video that you're seeing right now on the screen if you're watching this that reveals exactly what this healthy food is, how it's cutting it out, or how cutting it out can and will transform your body. At least in my view, it has helped you build muscle, lose fat, and boost your energy. So if you want to know what this testosterone-killing food is, how to avoid it, head over to SculptNation.com. Again, that's SculptNation.com/Hagman to watch the video or click on the link below in the description box. This could be a game changer. The game changer, as a matter of fact, that you've been looking for. Trust me, you won't want to miss this at all. That's SculptNation.com/Hagman. Do yourself a favor, do that. And you'll thank me later. Okay, that's sculptnation.com/Hagman. All right. RT, I just want to point this one fact out here since we were talking about this. Let's see here. Okay, I interrupted your thought. Yeah, well, I'm looking for this. Go ahead and finish your thought that you were going to make on that.
Deal. Ladies, it's Christmas time's coming. Ladies, Christmas time's coming. Get your husband amped up in the bedroom. Give him that energy. Okay? Make that move. Those are great Christmas gifts. The book. These are good things, ladies and gentlemen. And please, it helps us stay on the air.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, what were we talking about before the commercial break?
That's what I was asking you because I got sidetracked. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's
change, do a video.
Change gears here, because what we have to look forward to, and I do suspect, even if President Trump does, and I believe he will win. Well, I in my heart of hearts believe he'll win. Whether or not that'll be recognized as something different, and of course, guys, we need that testosterone to kick in and take care of business.
You're lying. Send me a case.
Yeah, really. IV the heck out of it. But anyway, here's what we're up against even now. Okay, when you have, we showed you the edits with a 60-minute video, but here's Hillary Clinton. In fact, let's do this back to back. Cut two and cut three, video two and video three, back to back. Hillary Clinton in cut two is talking about if they, meaning the social media companies, don't moderate and monitor their content, that they will lose total control over the narrative. That's kind of what she's saying in the first cut. Now, think about that. Okay, if they can control the narrative, they can move masses. And that's what they're doing. But this video three, Hillary Clinton suggests jailing Americans for posting misinformation. And again, think about this. What is misinformation to them? What's it to you?
Who determines it?
Yeah, exactly. The truth is the truth. It's not subject to
manipulation.
Yeah, manipulation.
Censoring. Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's why they hate Elon Musk. He's opened the doors for the truth to be out there.
Yeah.
Good, bad, or otherwise. There it is. And they hate him for it.
Now, Musk has obviously workers with, if you would agree with me, workers within his company, I think, that they're still throttling the information.
Oh, yeah. I know they're, I'm throttled. I know that.
We are too. Okay.
Thank God for the few followers we do have. We love you guys.
Absolutely.
And I really wish the other folks would get on there and sign up. RandyTaylor_USA. Get on there, and Doug's got a Doug. What is yours? Yours is at Douglas Hagman.
Or at Hagman Report. I think it's at
Hagman Report. No, it's at Hagman Report. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
At Hagman Report.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, we really we really need you to get on there and sign up. Follow us. We post information about the shows. Sometimes you'll see information about things that are coming up.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good news even. I mean, because we always make comments on it. We always try and filter it for you. Not to swing it, nothing like that. To tell you, hey, this might be worth reading. This is why.
Or sometimes it's just ridiculous stuff.
Just a comment, yeah. Or we'll just a comment on
that we call people. I mean, I call people out all the time. Keith Overman has been.
I love reading Doug's tweets.
Man, I'm telling you what. My wife sometimes got to stop me if she's in the office and sees me. What are you doing? I'm just putting this up about Keith Urban. Don't do that because.
No.
Yeah, that's how I lost my personal page back pre Elon. But anyway,
they're scared of the alternate media, which is alternative media. That's what we are.
Yeah,
exactly. And we terrify them because we're the only ones telling the truth. Mainstream is not telling the truth by any stretch of the imagination. And if you believe it and you believe what you're being told, you shouldn't even have a voting card. You're an idiot.
Hey, 60 Minutes proves it, but hey. Watch these two videos. It's a total, I think, 50 seconds between the two, roughly. So 56 seconds, I think. Here it is, right here.
We should be, in my view, repealing something called Section 230, which gave platforms on the internet immunity because they were thought to be just pass-throughs, that they shouldn't be judged for the content that is posted. But we now know that that was an overly simple view, that if the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control. And it's not just the social and psychological effects. It's real.
They lose total control. She said the quiet part out loud, right? They lose total control.
Okay. Yeah, that was her outside voice. Yes.
All right. Here's video.
Unbelievable.
Here's video three. Cut two of the same thing. Video three. Go ahead.
And boosting Trump back in 2016. But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda. And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
Coming from this woman.
Hmm. So they want us criminally charged.
Isn't that rich? Coming from that broad.
Yeah.
That creature. That should be in jail. That person and everybody that hears my voice right now knows she's guilty and complicit to murder. I'm not talking about the 59 body bags between her and Bill. Let's just go to Benghazi. Those people were set up that night by Hillary Clinton via orders of Barack Hussein Obama. They are murderers, and they are complicit in murder. And don't tell me our government doesn't murder people, because I know better, because I tried to save lives, and they basically said, F you, and let them die. Don't tell me. You're not going to tell me. You will not tell me. I know. I was there. I know.
If anyone would know, singing, it's you. Because
if you're singing and playing along, that's Stevens, that's Ambassador Stevens. I'm sorry, it was murdered.
And what they did to his body afterwards, man.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the people that came in the house. I'm talking about who set him up. One, to be there, and two, gave the green light. Did anybody ever notice that the person that was in charge of that mob was supposedly grabbed by the U.S., the FBI, weeks later, and he was held for trial, and the trial took place on a ship, a military ship, in the New York Harbor.
Maritime.
And we don't know anything about it after that.
Yeah, or military tribunal in a maritime setting. You got that right.
Unbelievable, dog. Yeah. And people don't even know that. You know, most people don't even know that.
And
just that little tidbit.
This goes to page one in the show notes. Everything we talked about, folks. Do you realize that there are 80 million Christians? I think 80 million Christians. Some evangelical, some Catholic, some others, but 80 million who are really not. They're not going to vote.
This is the problem.
Millions of Christians, religious people, say they're not voting in November. They're saying this. This is page one, and this is from Catholic Vote. Folks, I would urge you to read this article. I'm not going to get into it that much because if you are spiritual, if you're an evangelical, and if you don't vote in this election, for whatever, I don't care if you think, well, you know, it's, why vote? Because the voting system doesn't work or whatever.
It's never going to work.
It's never going to work. There you go. Yeah, if you... Simple as that.
I mean, we have to know it's broken to fix it in order for us to know it's broken again. You've got to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't do anything if you don't vote.
And get off.
Get it together.
Get off the couch, Harry. No, but get your ass off the couch, Harry.
Yeah. But I mean, this just doesn't make sense.
You know what I'm talking about. All right. Look. There was also an issue. I want to cover this because the other stuff is really heavy duty stuff. I want to cover this. You know, that border bill that Harris is talking about, and the left is saying, well, Donald Trump could have solved the border crisis had he not dissuaded the people in Congress not to pass it. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, RT, mm-hmm. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
This one man, a minute 26 seconds, talks all about the border bill. He provides you facts, and I'm telling you what, it's the best video, compressed, condensed video of facts I've seen ever anywhere, and it's cut
short four. And sweet.
Oh man, here it is, cut four.
But you know what happened to that bill? Donald Trump got on the phone, called up some folks in Congress, and said, kill the bill. And you know why?
Donald Trump said no, told them to vote against it because it gives him a campaign issue.
Good Lord, is this disingenuous? Let's talk about what was in this supposed border bill. Out of $118 billion, $61.4 billion was for Ukraine. That's 52%. 12% was for Israel. 11% was for border security. So was this a border bill or a foreign aid bill with a border component to it? This is a classic politician move. Instead of actually addressing a targeted issue with specific solutions, load a bill with billions of dollars for unrelated stuff, make the bill hundreds of pages so no one can actually read it, and then blame the other side and say, well, we proposed a solution, but you shot it down. The Biden-Harris administration does deserve credit for finally signing an executive order in June that has substantively decreased illegal immigration across the border. But the Democrats held the executive branch and the House and the Senate for the first 2 years of a Biden administration. Biden has had the ability to unilaterally sign this executive order for 3.5 years. So why is it only now, interestingly enough, during election season, that they're proposing real change?
There it is. RT, your thoughts.
Yep. Exactly. It's just like up in Canada, all right? Trudeau, been there 7 years. And now he's coming out with all these great ideas, and it's like, Where have you been for the last 7 years? You know, these Harris, everything that she's saying, she's been in office for 3.5 years. And they only do it during voting season. And here's the best part. You ding-a-lings are going to believe her and do it again. They're going to vote for her again. That's ridiculous. And whatever they did in June, I don't care. That's too little, too late. We have got... And by last estimates that, which I believe, we've got over 20 million people illegally entered this country. Think about that. And these aren't friendlies. This isn't the husband and the wife and dragging two little kids with them, you know, just pleading for a drop of water. No, these are middle-aged military fighting men in great shape, coming over here wearing nice clothes, slacks, nice shoes, carrying cell phones, and getting paid about $4,000 a month from the United States government. Now, what would they be paying these people for? Yeah. It's a standing army, ladies and gentlemen. These people have no loyalty to the United States or the people therein. They will not hesitate to kill you when they're given the order by the U.S. government to turn on the people. And we're already shipping people off to the Middle East, our military. We called this. Doug and I called this a long time ago. I think even last year. We said that there was going to be a problem here. There's going to be civil unrest, possibly civil war. And the United States military is going to be overseas in Ukraine or the Middle East. Oh, there's nobody going to be here to help us. This is an international army that's already sitting. We know they're sitting in hotels in New York and other major cities. We know this. We know they're there. It's been verified. Why are they there? What do you think they're there for? It's not because they just don't have some place to live. They're there and they're being paid to be there. Why? Because they haven't been given the uniforms and the weapons yet. And then they will be deployed. You're going to see these people on your streets. You need to understand that. You need to get that in your head. These aren't tourists. These aren't people that are just guests to the United States. They're guests to the United States government. And they're here for a reason. They will be given orders. And they will comply with those orders because they are going to be, at that time, paid military personnel. I don't care if they're wearing blue helmets, green helmets, or berets. I don't care. I don't care. They're going to kill you just the same. They're going to take your homes. They're going to take your weapons. They know, they knew coming into this year that the United States is the only thing stopping the New World Order from taking over everything. The United States and the people therein. Get it through your heads. We are the only roadblock to this because we are an armed population. They are afraid of us. So what did they sit down and discuss? Okay, we've got hundreds of millions of Americans that are ready to fight. They're armed. They've been buying guns for years. So what will we do? We will just import our own army, our own military, that already despise Americans because they think that we're fat and rich. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is already living. You know, I'll bet you they're within 10 miles of your city, the ones that are going to storm your city. You need to wake up. This is serious. This isn't just something that's occurring in New York. This is happening. We're getting blurbs and reports from all over the country. There is weird happenings. And I'm going to tell you right now, all those FEMA camps that were built in the 2000s, and I know there were tons of them because I used to sell air conditioning to them, air conditioning systems. Those are prisoner of war camps. Who do you think the prisoners of war are? You. Me. And when Hillary talks about, oh, well, maybe we should send them to a re-education camp. What do you think? That's going to be something down at the local college? No. No, it's going to look like Auschwitz. You're going to be in it. Every one of those FEMA camps has a set of railroad tracks going into it. I'm just stop and start thinking about that. Those FEMA camps. And you guys remember, anybody that remembers and remembers what Alex Jones was talking about 20 years ago, he was telling you about the gigantic coffins that could hold 9 bodies that are being stored and stacked at these FEMA camps. He showed them to you. You saw them. They weren't shipped overseas for war. They're right here, and they're for our bodies. You guys have got to understand this. They've already imported the army that they're going to use. It's here. The only thing they haven't done was stick the weapons in their hands and give them their final orders. What do you think's going to happen? It is going to be... How possibly can your city right now, who can't even handle to make sure voting stays accurate, how are they going to handle, say, 5,000 armed militants taking down the city and shutting it down? Look what's happening now with Venezuelan gangs coming in and seizing apartment complexes right under the cops' noses. What do you think is going to happen? And that's just 20 guys. What do you think is going to happen when it's 5,000? Ladies and gentlemen, you better get serious. You need to locate these people. You need to know where they're at. And you need to get with your neighbors. And you need to come up with some plans. Because guess what? They're going to have plans. No plans don't include you living. Don't include me living. You better get serious about this. I'm telling you that today. I don't know if there's any other radio voice going to come on here and tell you that today, but by golly, I'm telling you. Time is up.
There it is.
We are screwed.
Here we are.
I don't know what else to say, Doug. I can't.
Well,
Paul Revere, you know what I mean? He can only do one run on his horse. Well, we're here every day, Paul Revere and it.
I'm going to say it.
Billy. You got to talk to your neighbors. You got to get out there, people.
I want to show you this. This has got no audio, okay? But
I'm sorry, I was on a rant.
It's right on the money.
I'm so upset.
You know, we are fighting the corporate media. We're fighting the left. Their lies. They're calling us liars. They're calling us.
Yes. Spurs. We're disinformation.
Right? Yeah. Right.
That's us. Disinformation.
Well, okay.
What I just told you is disinformation.
Well, watch this. This is cut six in the show notes. A Haitian is caught on video chopping an animal apart with a machete in public. Now, it's not graphic, but you can watch this as I'm talking over it. This is taken from the Red Coach Apartments. The poster on this on X is Taylor Hansen. The link, you can follow Taylor Hansen at that link, and I would urge you to do so. But I don't know what kind of animal that is. I can't really see it. I don't know what precisely is, the circumstances, but that certainly appears to be a man of Haitian origin, and it is most assuredly it has a big ass knife, machete, chopping an animal apart. And So the stuff we're being told is, oh, that's a lie. They're not doing that. That doesn't look. That looks pretty much like a domesticated animal. But go ahead.
Yeah, I've got about six different ones like that.
Yeah.
Videos that you can't deny what they are.
So
I mean, where they just kill the animal right in front of the person's house.
Yeah. This is happening. This is happening. So folks, you know, again, you better
and they called this particular subject disinformation. Yeah. What we were saying.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Even the rights is saying that. It's bullshit. No, I mean, it's bull. So, okay. I do want to get into this. Just to talk about Milton, and we're praying for people in the path of this hurricane. People just don't get this. People, I showed Steve Quayle's book in the beginning. And people are not getting this. Let's go to cut eight. This is Weather Wars, FEMA, and Equitable Mass Murder. This is by, this is on band video. I'll just go ahead and play cut eight through about 4:54. Here it is.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
There are many known ways to control the weather, and the best way to steer it seems to be with the NEXRAD Doppler Weather Radar Network.
The circular blue flashes seen in this video are frequency transmissions from the NEXRAD network of transmitter installations. The brighter the blue flash from a frequency transmission installation, the more pronounced and powerful the repelling effect on any air mass or storm in the vicinity will be. Where there are no blue flashes, there is no transmission, thus no repelling effect, thus no resistance for a migrating storm. Translation, a migrating storm will be hindered from moving toward frequency transmissions and will easily migrate in a direction with no transmissions. So again, I ask, was Hurricane Helene's path and behavior just an act of nature, or was it engineered?
Whatever happened during Hurricane Helene, our own government is actively killing the victims of the flooding.
We're in Nashville, and I saw two Air Force helicopter 60s, and I knew there were PJs just looking at them. And I went up to them, like, hey, guys, like, what are y'all doing? And, like, this is what you need to be doing. This is how I'm finding people. And they're like, we can't go. We're waiting on Title 10 orders. And I'm like, what? They can't get any authority. There's military helicopters all over here sitting on the ground, and they can't do nothing. Even my JSOC boys in Fayetteville, they can't get orders to come out here. It is just the most disgusting thing, and they're killing these people. And I don't know why they're doing it. I don't know what kind of conspiracy. I've heard so many things, whatever you want to come up with, but they are literally allowing these people to fucking die in the mountains right now because we can't get helicopters.
Not only is the government standing down, they are stopping others from helping. And there are even reports that the confiscated donations are being delivered to sanctuary cities.
So I'm here in Boone, North Carolina. I'm at the staging area. I volunteered myself and my canines to come up and do some search and rescue efforts. Obviously, you see all my equipment. So we've been told to turn around and go the opposite direction, because what they're doing is they're confiscating everything. Like, they would confiscate all of my gear, my car, my dogs, like literally everything. There are some people who have been tracking these FEMA agents and what they do with these supplies after. And these are people that are directly associated with the group that I'm volunteering with. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking these supplies to, sanctuary areas for illegal migrants, and giving it all to them.
An unmarked black helicopter was caught on camera deliberately causing thousands of dollars of damage to a donation and support center. The government is no longer trying to hide. They are now killing us out in the open. And the radical Marxists working at FEMA are not really concerned with most of the people.
LGBTQIA people and people who have been disadvantaged already are struggling. They already have their own things to deal with. So you add a disaster on top of that, it's just compounding on itself.
You know, the shift that we're seeing right now is a shift in emergency management from utilitarian principles, where everything is designed for the greatest good for the greatest amount of people, to disaster equity.
We the people point out that they are killing us, and they complain that it's hurtful.
What kind of impact has this had on the recovery effort?
It has a tremendous impact on the comfort level of our own employees to be able to go out there, but it's also demoralizing.
Right after the government says they don't have enough money for the American people stricken by the floods and that another storm is coming, they announce another $157 million to the people of Lebanon. Joe Biden makes another Freudian slip and says the government's response will be to increase the number and intensity of these extreme weather events.
Response is to increase the number and intensity of the extreme weather events, and beware, we're going to be use all the resources available to the government to do it.
And many are now saying that this is exactly what they did with Milton, which is now expected to be catastrophic. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
RT, a little redundancy in there from yesterday as well as today, but nonetheless, you get the
picture. But it needs to be drilled home. That's not redundant, my friend.
Yeah.
That's driving the point home. These people are killing us. They plan on killing us. Gee, it's amazing that it went through an area that's going to vote for Trump. And people say, oh, that's a conspiracy. No, it's not. Bullshit. I'm telling you, that's what's happening. Here's the thing. We go to war with these people, okay? This is the kind of stuff they can turn on us.
Yeah.
Don't worry about an F-16 dropping something on you. They could turn the damn weather on you. It's going to get crazy. I'm telling you, well, I'll be surprised if there is an election. Ladies and gentlemen, we have got to pray and prepare. Pray and prepare. And I mean it. I mean it.
For 15 years,
please,
brother.
Take
15 years.
Please take me seriously.
Prepare and pray. That's how I ended my columns for 15
prepare.
Years.
Prepare and pray. Yep. You are responsible for your families. Okay? You're responsible for your neighbor. You're responsible to God. We can't let them take this. This country is one of the most glorious gifts that God ever bestowed on people. And I want you to think about your forefathers. I want you to think about it. If they were around and gathered around you in the room, what would they say?
Yeah.
What would they say? I want you to look at the guy in the mirror, look in his eyes. You look in the mirror, look in your eyes. And what would they say to you? And everybody fights differently. You know what I mean? This platform is fighting. We're fighting. We're not sitting here armed and shooting at anybody, but we're fighting. We're fighting to stand there. We're fighting to get the message out to you. Doug's fighting to get contributions and supplies out of these people in North Carolina. We're fighting. We're fighting. We're fighting to save children. We support every damn thing there is that's good.
There you go.
And it's not enough. It's not enough. We need to do more, and we need you to help us do more. We know what needs to be done. You know what needs to be done. We need you to facilitate and make it possible for us to get these things done. And I know people are out there hurting a little bit right now, everybody. And these people in North Carolina, don't you send a dime up here. Okay? But ladies and gentlemen, the people that are doing okay, and God's blessed you, and you're going into the holiday season, just take a few bucks and send it to us. Okay, look at what happened to Alex Jones. Do you really want that to happen to Doug Agman, the Hagman Report? Do you really want that? I've kind of gotten to where I like you guys. I love you. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't want to, I couldn't imagine my day or my week without coming on here and working with Doug. I don't know what that would even do to me. And I love what I do. We do it for you. Doug loves what he does. Do you know that man works 16-hour days? He works more than I do. I'll tell you that right now. And Eric, the hours that Eric puts in here. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a simple plea from a Christian man. He's just trying to do the right thing. I'm just trying to do the right things here. Doug, she's trying to do the right thing. Eric, she's trying to do the right thing. We're fighting the only way we know right now without picking up a rifle.
But you know, so we don't have to pick up a rifle.
Please, please, we can do this, and we can do it in a way where we don't have to bleed. You got to get people out to vote. Everybody you know, you need to hold them accountable. They need to vote. And anybody is sitting around like all those Christians, I'm sorry, we've talked about this before. That complacency is what got us here in the first place. That needs to stop. God will let you know if he doesn't want you to fight. And there's everybody's going, well, it's the end times. You don't know that.
And even if it was,
it didn't say anywhere in the Bible, oh, you're supposed to succumb to it.
Right.
It doesn't say that. It doesn't say that anywhere. I'm sorry. You look at Revelation. It's talking about a lot of fighting in there.
Amen to that.
I'm not going to the guillotine quietly. I will not. Nor will my family. And if I got anything to say, I won't let them take your family. Do you realize that? I'll take a bullet for you. I don't even know you. But I'll take a bullet for you. I'll throw my body in front of your children. Know it. Anybody that knows me knows that. Doug will do the same. Eric could do the same, because that's the kind of people we are, because we believe in this country. We believe in God. We believe in family. And we believe in doing the right thing. And what's happening in Washington, D.C., and this shit show that's on there now is not the right thing. And ladies and gentlemen, this is good against evil. This just isn't Democrats against Republicans. This is good versus evil. And I can't spell it any better than that. That's it. Good versus evil. What side are you on? There's no gray area, man. There's no middle ground.
Amen to that.
Versus evil. That's it. Please. And I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm not bitching at you. I love you guys. But I need you to You need to know all your neighbors' names. You need to know what's going on in town. You need to know where certain things are located. Do you know where your nearest firearms dealer is? Do you know where to get milk if this store runs out? You've been buying milk at that store for the last 20 years. He's suddenly out. The building's gone. Where are you going to get your food? You've got to think these things through, because it's coming if we don't do this right. And even if Donald Trump wins, I guarantee they're going to try and stop him in Congress or in the Senate. You watch. I'm telling you, Satan is very resourceful. Very resourceful. But we can beat him. We can beat him. We'll get right down on his level and fight with him. I do. I do it all the time.
We have to. And just to put a number to what you said, Paul Sperry came out and with respect to North Carolina, Paul Sperry came out and said 26 to 28 counties hit hardest by flooding. They voted for President Trump in 2020. Now, there are right now Trump campaign fears over 530,000 Trump voters in Western North Carolina could very well be disenfranchised by Helene. In fact, again, 26 to 28 counties hit by flooding voted for Trump in 2020. There's a 4-to-1 disparity versus Biden / Harris voters. The Trump campaign is very concerned. And now with Florida, with Milton and wherever else it goes, you're going to have a bigger swath of voters taken out. And I just saw this. North Carolina is now, here we go. North Carolina is now changing some rules with respect to changing election rules.
I saw that yesterday.
The expanding voting sites, extending voting hours, and absentee ballot flexibility.
We talked about that yesterday too, how they'll take that and manipulate that rule to benefit themselves.
Of course.
Oh, we did it in North Carolina. Well, we got to do it over here. We are up against the most resourceful, evil people you can imagine. This is unbelievable. What we're witnessing today, I hope you're alive to tell your grandchildren, because they're not going to believe the story. It's unbelievable what's happening. And people out there dying over politics. That's what it's come to. Dying for their beliefs.
They're being murdered.
Dying because they voted.
They're being murdered.
Yeah, they're being murdered because they voted Republican. Think about that. Let's just stop and think about that.
Yep.
That's unbelievable what's happened here. This and Florida's getting whacked late tonight. Please pray for those people. Oh, man, he who controls the weather controls the world. We got to put a stop to that. You know what? Somebody has to push a button. And by golly, I'll take that hand.
In the remaining few minutes, I just want to hit cut 11 here. Folks, watch the entire 48-minute video. Alex Jones, again, talked about this a long time ago. If we can play like the first, 2 minutes of cut 11 and then watch the rest. This is from yesterday. Treason alert. The Biden-Harris administration have been in control of hurricanes Helene and Milton using Pentagon weather weapons. It's the entire clip is, or the entire, you have it queued up? Okay. It's like 48 minutes long. So 2 minutes. Here it is. Oh, hang on. Sorry about that. I'll tell you what, because time is short, folks. Okay, go ahead.
Sure. Another question in an interview with the Los Angeles Times on April 21st, you said that you told the Associated Press that the American government has created weather tampering techniques so that the New World Order will be able to starve millions of Americans and to control the rest. Would you explain what you were trying to say?
Well, what I was trying to say is exactly what I said. There is weather control techniques. We have a complete package on that, which I did not bring, but I certainly will see to it that it is brought in for the record. Number one, the entire patents on the equipment. Number two, Senator Claiborne Pell's complete statement and story of his own, that not only does it exist, that we even utilize it as far back as the Vietnam War. You might want to touch base
with
Senator Pell.
That's all right, but I just want to repeat before
we
turn to
questions. So yes, we do have all that information.
You're saying the government has created weather tampering techniques so that the, quote, new world order will be able to starve millions of Americans
worldwide,
millions of Americans, and to control the rest.
Yes, sir. And that's my belief. As bizarre as that sounds, when if somebody had told me that that equipment even existed 10 years ago, I would have thought they were nuts, sir. And at this point in time, we have all the documents to prove it. And if you think that 85 tornadoes takes place in the middle of our growing area by simultaneous accident, I'm sorry. With the equipment that's already set up internationally, and as bizarre as that is, it is proven and documented. We will supply you with those documents. As bizarre as that is, I would say that weather wars, and this is quoting actually Senator Claiborne Pell himself, that they are the greatest weapon ever created in the world, and that's the senator's own statement. So yes, I had to do stand on that.
Thank you, Ms. Fletcher. Thank you, Ms. Chairman.
And of course, he then delivered to them, as he did on my show back then in studio. And
Alex Jones had others on the documentations there, but that's from the 1990s, I believe. Mm-hmm. A congressional hearing.
We've got copies of the patents that were applied for.
Yeah,
that I know I have them. I'm sure I sent them copies of the actual patent applications to use sound
as well
to manipulate hurricanes. Absolutely,
sound.
We have
frequencies.
It's not. Yeah,
lasers.
It's there.
Yep.
This is real. This is stuff that if 20, like you said, if you heard this 10 years ago, you'd think it were nuts.
Yeah,
no, but that's what they're doing. Remember the crazy stuff you used to see when you were a kid, and Dick Tracy with his watch, you know, and he'd talk into it. Oh, that's technology is here. Everything's here.
Well, that was there back then.
Dream. Yeah, you know? Stuff that James Bond used to fight against. And you're like, oh, that's just in the movies. No, it's real.
It is. All right,
and
brother.
It's being used against us. Thanks for letting me rant.
No, man. That's what we're all about.
And ladies and gentlemen, once again, Christmas time is coming.
There you go.
Okay? Buy the book. All right? This is a fantastic book. Okay? Please, buy the book.
And if you haven't left a review.
Remember.
Wait a second. If you haven't left an honest review on Amazon, I think it's holding a 4.8. on Amazon, and so leave an honest review if you've read it. You know, again, honest review, and you're right though. That's a great book.
He writes. This guy writes very well.
Thanks.
He's a very, very good writer. When I first met him, Northeast Intelligence Network. I mean, I used to read his everything he put on the website. It was incredible. It was very, 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 very good. It's a very good writer. Gets right to the heart of the matter, and he cites everything. Okay, he doesn't just pull it out of the air. This man, anything that he's written is worth your time to read.
Yeah, thank you.
And while you're reading, have some Hagman coffee.
You're gonna need it.
Yeah. Because once you start reading, you don't want to put the book down. So even if you're tired, drink the coffee, stay awake, enjoy the book. It is. It's something. And the beauty about a book, you have it forever.
That's
you know what I mean? It isn't like something on Google or an electronic version where they can change whatever they want in it. And next time you go to read it, it's like, this wasn't here before. I mean, we're even seeing that in things like the Quran.
It's very interesting you say that. We're going to have to cover that someday.
Yes, that's very interesting, but they were losing the argument, over the bosom and covering the head.
Yep.
And we always said, the Quran says you cover the bosom.
Yep.
And then we went back and checked, and we had this documented. And then we went back like 18 years later, and you look, and it's like, now it's the bosom and the head. And it's like, who changed that? You know, and we've told people for years, beware of the digital world.
Yeah.
Because they can change it. a book. You know what? That's what's cool about this. 20 years from now, it's still the same book.
There you go.
I can hand it to my children.
Unless it gets swept away, essentially, by a hurricane. Which,
there you go. I forgot that aspect. We're going to come out with a waterproof edition here shortly.
Put water wings on it. All right, man. That'll do it for us. RT, thanks for carrying the show. God bless you, my friend. And, folks, thank you so much for your support. God bless you.